might be strangers here this morning in the flesh, but I hope and trust the Lord we in Him, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and hope the Lord will bless us this morning. We might worship Him in spirit and in truth. We've come, we know many times we come and we feel many times in despair. Sometimes we walk in the valley of despair, but then the Lord is there, and we hope you'll trust this morning to be with us here that we might worship Him as we should and ought. Forget all about all the problems we have in this world, different places, and worship Him in the spirit and in truth. I believe the brethren have some things they want to read and do before we start service.
This is the minute now for 3 months. Second Sunday in March, 1991. We were blessed to have there with us Elder Draper. The minutes and the finance report were read and approved. Elder Draper was blessed to speak. We had a good sermon. We all enjoyed a good evening. It was a lovely day. Second Sunday in April, 1991. Elder Hoover was with us. We enjoyed his preaching. Lunch was served, and then his subject was love. Y'all have to excuse me, I'm making a big mess of talking. On a Thursday night, May the 2nd, we had a call meeting here for the members to discuss Elder Draper as being back. Brother Haney led us in prayer and was the spokesman for the meeting. We talked about Elder Draper as being our pastor and took a vote on it, and it was a unanimous vote for him to be our pastor as of that day. Everyone was in favor. The subject of football washing was also discussed. Brother Haynes dismissed the service. Now, the second Sunday in May, 1991, we had a lovely meeting. Brother Haney made a few announcements about calling Elder Draper as our pastor. Elder Draper preached his first sermon here as pastor and was blessed to speak. When the service was ended, we had lunch, and then the Lord's Supper was observed, and we sang a hymn and went out. That's the minute. $66.12. Light bill for 3 months was $33.80. The power agency insurance on the building was $100. Service charges for 3 months was $20.40. Payout for 3 months was $220.32. Deposit into the bank, which was donated to us, was $8,200. Our checking account, as of my last report, $229.19 last week. That's it.
You heard the reading of the minutes. Any correction, anything you might speak? If not, it'll come to the work of the church. And so we have the brother here.
First, I'd like to say we appreciate each and every one of you coming and being with us today. We also brought lunch out. We invite you to stay and have lunch with us. The flowers was put here this morning by Brother Hank and Sister Mabel. I have a letter here that I need to read to the Regional Church from the Parkview Primitive Baptist Church in Washington State. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. While in conference, April 20th, 1991, Parkview Primitive Baptist Church, after deliberation and consideration, determined to set aside Brethren Steve Nichols and John Brooks for the office of deacon. The Lord willing, the ordination service will be at 7 p.m. Friday, July the 5th, 1991. We are requesting the assistance of your ordained brethren in this special service. Father, we happily invite each member to join with us in this ordination service. We ask that you would remember us in your prayers, and please come see us anytime. May God richly bless you all. Dwayne Hoover, church clerk, L.E.W. Hoover, moderator. Now this next letter is also from the Parkview Christian Baptist Church at Winston-Salem. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. While in our conference meeting, April 20, 1991, Parkview Primitive Baptist Church, after consideration, moved by unanimous vote to ordain Brother Dwayne Hoover to the full work of the gospel ministry. The church being satisfied that Brother Dwayne has displayed the gift and calling, requests your ordained brother to assist the church in this ordination service. The church further extends a hearty and warm invitation to each member to join us in this special meeting. The Lord willing, the ordination service will be Friday, August the 16th at 7 p.m. Parkview Church humbly requests a special interest in your prayers. Please come and visit us at any time. May God bless you all. Dwayne Hoover, church clerk. L.E.W. Hoover, moderator. And if any of you want to know how to get to the Parkview Church, Brother Clyde can tell you. Brother Keith High also can tell you how to get to the church. And we hope that some of us will be able to attend either one of them or both of those services. Thank you, everyone.
I know the church want to welcome everybody this morning. Appreciate you coming out. And as you know, Elder Draper had somewhere else he wanted to go today. He asked me to come and fill in for him. And so I hope the Lord will be gracious to us. We got Brother Bernie Joyce with us. I'm going to ask him to come introduce the service for us. And I'll come to the Lord to bless me to preach for you.
You pick out a song and sing.
Go ahead and pick out a song, somebody. Sing a song. And let's see what you want to say.
Page 86.
My blood. May we all been able to pray.
Merciful, ever to be adored Heavenly Father, as we come once again to thy rich throne of grace to offer up a prayer and supplication in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, as we come, O gracious Father, in the most weak way that we know, confessing, O gracious, righteous God, this morning that we don't even know how to pray, even what to pray for, as we should have known. But always most thankful this morning, O Heavenly Father, that you searcheth the reins of our heart and know the intents thereof. And we read in thy word that the sincere desire of the heart is prayer. And so, O gracious God, whether we be able to utter words this morning, that you'd be willing to own or to grant, that we feel, O Heavenly Father, that you know the intents of our heart, and that we have a desire for thy blessings upon whom and our duty to pray for all from the rulers from the ends of the earth, that you might be with each and every one in an individual way to heal, to strengthen, and supply every need according to the mercy of thy grace. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we bow to you this morning, we thank thee for the gift of thy Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and our Savior, that in and through him we can have life and life more abundantly. We thank thee for this day, O Heavenly Father, that you've kept us through the shades of another night, enabled us to wake upon this bright and beautiful Monday of Sunday morning, which we, according to the calendar that we know, is the first day of the week. O righteous God, may it be pleasing unto thee to overshadow us, come around about us, O Heavenly Father, to lift us up in the Zion's holy hill, that we might praise thy holy name and to give all things unto thy glory. O Heavenly Father, to seek nothing of our own. O Heavenly Father, for we, in the weakness of our flesh, in the humiliation of it, that we don't deserve very little. O Heavenly Father, but we must give thanks unto thee, that through thy love and thy great mercy, that you've seen fit, show mercy unto us. O Heavenly Father, when you've sent forth the Holy Spirit within us, to bring us the condemnation of our fallen Adam. Oh, that we see now, heaviness, that we've seen, that we are unable to do anything of ourselves, to lift ourselves out from that condition. But in the same time, that you've revealed Christ Jesus in us, the hope of glory, O Heavenly Father, where that you planted a hope within our breast, and then become as a bank of the soul, both sure and steadfast, having this seal, that God knoweth in the his. O righteous God, this morning, as we come in obedience to thy word, that neglect not to assemble ourselves together as some do, that we come, O righteous God, to an assembly this morning, that we might have fellowship with our brethren in Christ Jesus, and in so doing, that we are enabled by thy love and mercy to worship thee in spirit and in truth. O Heavenly Father, for as we go further journey into life, O Heavenly Father, we ask of thee that you be around about us, continuing to lead us and guide us to ways of all truth, direct our feet in paths of righteousness to thy glory. O righteous God, that we not suffer in any wise, but we pray this morning for all that is assembled together, wherever they might be, of whatever name are they assembled under. O Heavenly Father, that you be with them in such a way to lift them out of nature's darkness. O Heavenly Father, reveal Christ Jesus, the truth in their soul, that they might truly, truly worship thee in spirit and truth, and not according to the traditions of men. O Heavenly Father, but we are so afraid that the scriptures telleth us that we shall know the tree by the fruit it beareth. We are so afraid, Heavenly Father, and to do confess that as it seems that we come in traditions of the flesh so many times, holding forth the traditions of men, which make a commandment of God of none effect. O righteous God,
God, this morning, may it be according to thy love and mercy to forgive us of those errors, to forgive us of those sins, for truly that we do it in ignorance to a great degree. O Heavenly Father, for we've come up under the tutorship and the leadership of our elders that's come before us, and we have a desire to follow after them as much so as they walk in the truth. O Heavenly Father, now we have heard for long continuance, but may it be pleasing unto thee to make up in giving what we fail in asking. O Heavenly Father, we ask thy blessings upon this little meeting here at the Reedsville's Linda Street Primitive Baptist Church, so called. O righteous God, that you just overshadow them by thy power and lift them up, that they might be enabled to sing praises unto thy holy name. And as this brother ministry, a fellow yokesman in the ministry, cometh forth to speak in the behalf in the name of Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior, may you set a table before him, that he might take from that table and give and distribute it to each one of us, that we might be fed. O Heavenly Father, that we might be filled, that truly, truly, that when we depart from this place, that we can truly say, surely, surely, God was in place. O Heavenly Father, and then we just give thee all thanks, we give thee all praise. O Heavenly Father, now, and when we, how long the journey of our life might be, that we ask that ye be with us continually, Heavenly Father, and when it cometh time, that we depress the dying pillar, that we can feel thy very presence there in that moment of time, that we can feel a sweet rest in Christ Jesus, and have a peace in thee. O Heavenly Father, that we might be enabled to cross over the river in peace. O Heavenly Father, and upon that bright resurrection morning, when the time shall come, that Jesus shall return again in the clouds of glory, with the 10,000 of his angels, with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, that we in the sleep might hear his voice. Come, ye welcome of my Father, inherit the kingdom that was prepared for thee from the foundation of the earth. O Heavenly Father, and we'll just give thee all thanks, all praises, sing praises in that eternal city, a world without end. And we feel, O Heavenly Father, in that place, that we'll be able to do it in perfection. O Heavenly Father, while we're here yet, that we're so imperfect, and we only see in part and know in part, and we can do nothing in perfection. But, O Heavenly Father, we thank thee that the time is coming, according to thy purpose and thy will, that the ones that thou hast chosen in Christ Jesus and given to them under covenant of grace shall hear that voice and be raised to meet thee in the midway air, to ever be with you in that eternal city, worlds without end. Thank thee, Heavenly Father, for the gift of Jesus. Thank thee for the blessing thou hast bestowed upon us all the journey of our life to this very present day. We give thee all honor and all praise. Thank thee. These blessings and all others rest in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, for his sake and forever and forever. Amen.
Amen. I appreciate your prayer very much, and we hope the Lord will bless us. I might introduce myself. I'm Elder Ray Edwards from Pine Ridge Church, my home church, and it's located between Blues Creek and Walnut Cove. It's on Pine Hall Road off of 65, like you're going to Walkertown. We'd love to have you anytime you come be with us. And first weekend is our regular meeting day on Saturday night and Sunday. And also, I pastor a church at World Memorial Church up on top of the mountain off Parkway on 4th Sunday. We'd love to have you come up there and visit us up there sometime. And we love to have visitors, and I think this is how it should be. In this world here, we should all walk together, hand in hand with each other, looking over one another for good and not for evil. You know, we find, as I've said many times, we find evil in all of us because we're all born of Adam. all from the seed of Adam, and we all come short of the glory of God. The Lord bless me for a moment of time. That's what I would love to speak about, is the love of God and the how poor a man is in this world. In the second chapter, 1 Corinthians, we went with Paul here. And my brother, when I came to you, came with excellent speech, came not with excellent speech or the wisdom acquiring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And sure, that is true this morning. We don't want to know anything among you this morning but Jesus Christ and him crucified. I might add in there also risen Redeemer. He was crucified there on the cross. He was buried in Joseph's new tomb. And he raised the third and fourth morning and sent upon high there this morning making intercession for us. I know there's some today that's preaching that God is dead, but I want to preach to you this morning, God bless me, a God that's alive and alive forevermore. I know he came, was born in this world here, and was walked among the ancient shores of time, as I said, was crucified there. And they thought they killed him, but they did not kill him. They didn't take his life. They killed him in their hearts, they did. But he gave up his own life there for them, a ransom for many. Paul says, and I was in with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the power of God, spirit and power of God. That your faith shall not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet in the wisdom of this world, or this prince of this world that may come to naught. That we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for if they knew it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it is written, as I have not seen nor ear heard, neither had entered into the heart of man the things which God have prepared for them that love him. And why do you love him? Because he first loved you. And when did he start loving you? Before this world began. And why did he come down this old cruel world here? Because he loved you. Back there, when Adam and Eve transgressed that law in the Garden of Eden there, it plunged the whole human race under the law of sin and death. There had to be a price paid. There had to be some blood shed. And there was no man in this world, or no one, or anyone, anybody, that was able to take his place there. He said, I looked, and there was none to help. He walked wine press alone. And this is what we'd like to speak of for a few moments of time, God's love toward his people. You know, we cannot comprehend, oh, not your mind, just cannot comprehend God's love. Why would God send his son down this world to die for a sinner like me? You know, Paul said he felt to be the chief of sinners. And I believe when God comes to your life here and raises you up, you're able to see what you are by nature, what you should be by the grace of God. You can say, I'm a poor, wretched, undone sinner. I know the day we left to glory. You know, there in the last verse of the first chapter of Corinthians, he said that according to it is written, he that glorieth, lay him glory in the Lord. And we're not here this morning to glory of man. I'm not here to get any glory from you. But if I know my heart this morning, I'm here to glorify God, the one that came down this world and made a way for us. One day we might live up there in that world that has no end. That world that's paved with gold, the gold of his love, dear child God, this morning. Ah, yes, many times we view by eye of faith into Canaan's land. I want to tell you that, oh God, we're able to see God and see him until he comes back and changes old vile body here. Perish home and live with him. I want to tell you this morning, I do believe in the resurrection of God, of his people. I know there's some today. Ah, that's a preaching, maybe that's, ah, yes, you die in this world. I had one man to tell me, How many die and leave this world? You just go down in the ground there, and you're there, and that's it. But I want to tell you, the child of God, that was our only hope. I was one sit in one place there. He said we'd be all men most miserable. But I want to tell you, the child of God, this morning when we lose our loved one in this world here. Yes, when God blesses us to see and know there's a resurrection day coming. And I want to tell you, we might die in this leaving so world here. Go down that grave there, and this old body go back to us from whence it cometh. I want to tell you, the child of God, there's a better day coming. Yes, he's going to come back and call who? Those they loved. Before this world began, that's why he came down and gave his life a ransom for many. Yes, not the whole academic world, but he came and gave his life for many. How many was that? As many God gave him before this world began. I know, yes, we get made light of many times. Old Primitive Baptist, they were we before the foundation of this world. But I will tell you, at the time God this morning over John there, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I will tell you, I believe he's here today. I believe he's not here as he was back there in that body of flesh. I believe he's here today in the Spirit, because it says in one place we must worship him and in spirit and in truth. And it's the only way we worship him in spirit, because he gives us the spirit of understanding, the spirit of truth. You know, Isaiah said over there in the 40th chapter, he said, come to my people, saith your God. Come to her, tell her their warfare accomplished. Their iniquity has been pardoned. Now, what's what I want to declare to you this morning? And when he came and hung there on that cross there, he poured out his life blood freely. He didn't spill a drop of it. No, he didn't. He'd take every drop of that blood to cleanse his people, but he gave his life freely there. Poured out his life blood for his people. He cleansed them that one day we might live up there in that glorified world. I thank God he came down this world. He set up a resting place, the church kingdom here in the world, that we might come in and sit down and hear the gospel preached. And I want to tell you, the gospel did not give life. I want you to understand that, and I know you know it. But you know, people think that the gospel, you have to hear the gospel in order to be born again of the Spirit. But I want to tell you, as a brother said one time, I believe I've got the cart before the horse. I want to tell you, the child of God, in order to hear the gospel, you've got to be born of the Spirit there. I know before I felt like God had changed my life. I went and I sat on the drifting of the sanctuary, heard the gospel preached. I didn't get a thing in the world out of it, but there came a day in my life that gospel was the most precious news I'd ever heard in my life. Yes, how God had blessed me down through the years, and he come in my life and raised me up by the horrible pit of sin. You know, David said over there, he raised me up by the horrible pit of sin. He set my foot up on a rock, and that rock is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and his whom the church is established here in this world. He came out of sin in this world here. He set up a church kingdom here for his people to rest in this life. And I thank God, as I said, we got a better home. The child of God this morning, we're just away praying, a bedroom this whole life here. This is not a home, we're just a passing through. But I thank God we have a better land somewhere. I want to change it, child of God, this morning. How do you have a hope in your presence this morning? Living up there in that world that has no end, you'll sing with him a prayer one day if you have a hope, because he places that hope in your breast. It's anchored in the soul, and it's sure and steadfast. It's in the veil of God. It's in God. And I will tell you, no one can take that hope away from you. No one can take that life from you, that spiritual life. Yes, he might take our natural life here, but it says in one place, he said, fear the one that can also destroy your body and soul. You're not man, because all you can do is just kill this old body. But I will tell you, let's fear God, because he can destroy this old body and our soul. So this is the love of God they had for his people, that one day we might sing with him in that world that has no end. You know, Ephesians, it said, who that love is to. Yes, he said, you, in the second chapter of Ephesians, it says, you who quickened, who were dead in trespass and sin, wherein your kind past you walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the hour, the spirit of that now working, the child of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, and lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mouth of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God is rich in mercy, for his great love, for he loved us. And we were dead in sin, quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. By grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourself, it's a gift of God. Yes, it's child of God. We love to get gifts, we love to change gifts. But I want to tell you this morning, the most precious gift we ever know in this life here and life to come is that gift of God that you give to his people. And praise God this morning. This is who we want to praise. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And we want to glory in God because he's done so much for us. Yes, he has back there. Before we even knew about it, he did so much for us. He cared for us. Because we didn't even think about God. But he loved us enough. He would protect us down through this old cruel world. And he's still protecting us and watching over us and caring for us. And I thank God. Yes, by grace are you saved. Through faith is not of yourself. For his workmanship, creating Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained we should walk in them. Remember that you've been in time past Gentiles of the flesh, you were called uncircumcision, by which it's called the circumcision of flesh made by hands. At that time you were without Christ, being alienated from God, without Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and stranded from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But in Christ Jesus, we all who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. He is our peace, who hath made both one and broken down the middle wall of partition between us, have abolished in his flesh empty, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinance, for to make in himself of the twain the one new man, so make it peace. So we just go on. It's not wonderful. Yes, we were his workmanship, creating Christ Jesus before this world began. You know, back there we'd like to think, back there in the beginning of time, when God there, yes, he made Adam there from the dust of the earth, he breathed in the life to the breath of life. He became a living soul. I'm going to tell you that this morning, yes, he has to breathe as he did Adam back there. He had to breathe that life into him. I'm going to know this morning he has to breathe that spiritual life in our heart here. He has to change our heart in order to serve him and praise him in this world here, because we cannot, as far as a natural man, we cannot serve him as we should not. We serve him, as I said there, in spirit and in truth. It's the only way we can serve him, because he puts that spirit in our hearts here. He changes our heart, old heart and stony heart. I'm not talking about that heart that pumps the blood through the body, but it's another heart here that God places in you, that soul that never dies in you. Place that heart in you and give you a new heart and understanding that we might hear his word and praise him and praise his name as we walk this life here. But you know, yes, to come, God, we have so much to praise him for. Yes, he's been so good to me. I want to praise his name. Do you want to praise him this morning? Do you have anything to praise him for? Yes, to come, God. Even this morning we have something to praise for. We get up and look at the beautiful sunshine, and we're able to have health and strength to come out to the house of worship. We have so much to praise him for, because this morning there's so many that love to be in here that's not able to by reason of health. I want to tell you, we just take it for granted. Yes, this is the way it's going to be. We'll always be able to go to church. But I want to tell you, I did, oh God, there'll come a time in your life, we live long enough, get old enough, we come a time in our life we won't be able to come out to the house of worship. You know, this is a you know that hymn we sing sometimes, precious memories. This is the memory we have of the years passing on. Yes, don't you remember going over to so-and-so a church like years ago, and I enjoyed it so much. Yes, this is so wonderful, and this is why we should present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable the Lord, which is your reasonable service. I'm going to tell you, this is how we serve him in this world here. You know, some think, you know, how the deacon and the preachers has on a thing is the one that should do all the things in the church. They should do the different thing. But I want to tell you, even the least lay member has a responsibility in the kingdom of God. I want to tell you there. Yes, if it's just to fill your seat on Sunday morning, yes, to child God, we all represent our bodies, our living sacrifice, holy, acceptable the Lord, which your reasonable service. God, do not ask anything unreasonable about you. He said, present your bodies there. And I believe this morning this is how we serve him in this world. You know, why we spend and we're traveling this life here. But I want to tell you, there's a reward. And I want to tell you, there's some today. I think you're going to get that reward when you get to heaven. But I want to tell you, God bless you in this world here for the works, and not your good works. Because our works is all before him is filthy rags. But when you do the work of God, it's a good work. But all of our works, as far as within ourselves, is as filthy rags before God. But as long as we serve Him in spirit and in truth, as long as we walk in the paths that He's laid down this book here for us to walk in. I know there's some today that's saying this book here is a roadmap how to work to get to heaven. But I believe this is a roadmap here how God prepared the way for His people. And I believe this is the way. This Bible here is not to aid in sinner because it wasn't intended to be. But this Bible is to those there that Paul said and who He quickened, made alive in Christ. So as I said at the offset, the gospel does not give life. It does not cause an individual to turn to God and say, Lord, be merciful to me. But those in quicken, you know, over there, Nicodemus was questioning the Lord there about being born again. He came to Jesus by night. He said, how can these things be? And He said, you must be born again. And Nicodemus couldn't understand that. He thought He was talking about going back in the mother's womb, being born again naturally, but He was talking about being born spiritually. He said, you must be born again. Not of the will of the flesh, not of blood, but of God. So He's the one that borns us again of His Spirit and makes us righteous in Him. So this Bible here does not give life. The gospel does not give life. But the gospel is good news from a far country. You know, all we hear during the week in the television, newspapers, bad news. You know, good news don't make that. You know, that's not news. But you know, we have some good news for you this morning. Sure, it's good news when you hear that God loved a people, came down, as I said at the offset, and died for them, paid that price that we might live with Him. And I believe the child of God this morning, sure, if I'm standing before you, that His people, they came to die for as many as the Father gave Him before this world began. They'll sing with Him up there in that world that has no end. Because it was taught back there, it says, not a bone of His body shall be broken. Sure, you know, they went there to the cross to break the bones there in His body, and they saw that He was already dead. Now, the thieves, they broke the bones in their body. But you know, it said if a bone of His body had been broken, there'd been a change. Just a change. If it was one of the ones, it might have been lost. But I want to tell you, everyone that He came to die for, everyone that He gave His life for there, to be with Him in heaven. Some today says that heaven's going to be unpopulated. There won't be many there. But I want to tell you, there's going to be a great multitude. And no man can number. It says one place is the stars of the sky, sand of the seashore, I name them a host that no man can number. There's going to be a great multitude there. As I said at the offset, He didn't come to die for every. And you know, some today don't go along with that. Don't believe that. He said, well, if He just didn't give everyone a chance, He's not a just God. Just didn't give everyone a chance to go to heaven. But I want to tell you this morning, with God, it's not a chance system. It's a surety system, because He knew who was singing with Him. So there's not anything we can do to come in favor of God. There's not anything we can do in order to inherit eternal life as far as in ourselves. But there is something we can do. There is something for a child of God to do in the kingdom of God, and that is to serve Him. Walking that straight and narrow way that's spoken of over there, in that straight way. It's not as a line that you draw out here, a straight way, but it's a difficult way to walk in, because this old world here, there's so much sin in this world, so many things, lust of the flesh, to draw man, draw our minds from God. But it says a straight way, walk in the straight and narrow way, few that be there that find it. And that's not talking about eternal life. Let's talk about in this world here as we walk, because he says that many walk in the broad way, that's the way of the world. Yes, we got to have our enjoyments in this world as far as naturally speaking, and that's why we have many people talking about it is a great falling away of the church. Sure, it is kingdom in this world, and it's a great falling away of it because we love this old natural life. We love the natural things of this world, the enjoyment of this life, better than love the service of God and love God. But you know, there's a great blessing in following him and walking in his ways. You'll find great comfort to your soul. But you know, we, as I say many times, we walk in that broad way. We love to. That's an easy way to walk in because of the way of the world. But I'm going to tell you, it's a difficult way to walk in the straight and narrow way of this, living this life here. But I thank God we get a great blessing out of walking in that way. And that old, it says in one place, in the church, you out the old paths and walk you therein. That's a great blessing. A walking in the way that God has asked us to walk in this life is a great blessing to our hearts. And God would bless us with all peace that passes all understanding. The great peace with God. And we have peace with God. Peace with each other. Walk together with him hand in hand. And I thank God we have a great Savior and a great King. The one that we cannot understand how he asked the child God this morning why he would come down this world and bleed die for us. But he did that thing for us. We ought to praise him. We ought to adore his name. So according to he has chosen us and him before the foundation of the world, we should be holy without blame before him and love. Having predestinated. He predestinated somebody. I know there's people today that predestinate. He predestinated everything, all the good and evil. No. He predestinated somebody. Predestination means a predetermined destiny for his people. And predestinated us to adopt some children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath bounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, and hath made unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, then in the depths dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both whom we are in heaven, which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have attained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worked all things after the counsel of his own will, that we would should be to the praise of his glory, who first trust in the Lord, in whom trust you, in whom you also trust after you were heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also that you believe, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is earnest about our inheritance of the redemption of the purchased possession and the praise of its glory. Wherefore I also, after heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints. So he loved us. He inherited. We have inheritance. One day we'll become, have that full inheritance. Because it's reserved, give your heart to him, receive your personal Savior. Lord, your personal Savior, have your Lamb, your name written in the Lamb Book of Life. And I've said it many times, I want to say it again. If your name is not written there this morning, that Lamb Book of Life, you might well just forget about it, because that was done before this world even began, before man's even up on the earth. And that's why God, when he made heaven and earth there, he made every fullness thereof. That's why he did all these things before he made man, because man loves to take credit for all the big things he does, help the Lord, you know. But man cannot claim he helped the Lord back there, because God did all this before he even created man and made man and made it a living soul. But you know, Adam and Eve there, when they transgressed that law, there, you know, they saw they were naked. Adam saw that they saw their nakedness there, and I believe that's the way it is with a little child of God in this world here. When he changed our life, we see how worthy and unworthy and undone we are. We see our nakedness before him because all of our, as I said, all of our works is filthy rags, but thank God all of his works is good. All of the things he promised to do have come to pass. All that he promised, because he said, in me is hope. In me is eternal life. And this is the one we trust in today. This is the one we praise. This is one we love to come together and sing the songs of Zion and sing in spirit and truth. Our voices be raised up in adoration to him. And I said many times, I believe the song service is part of the worship service, because we meet together and get raised up in the spirit and sing the songs of Zion, praising his name. Pray the wonderful prayer the brother prayed this morning. Hear the gospel preached. And I want to tell you, we're raised up. Sometimes, we can just see, seem like we just see over a horizon over in Canaan's land. And I want to tell you, over there, those that's blessed, and over there, they were not permitted to go over to Canaan's land. Why? Because of unbelief. And I believe this morning, that's why we're not able to view many times over to Canaan's land, because of unbelief. And I'm not trusting God. I went to you back there. Those people there, they died over there in that wilderness. I went to you. I believe in, indeed they were a child of God. They'll sing with him there in that world that has no end. So let's press forward. And this life here is praise him. Let's adore his name as we walk in this world here. Raise his name up above all the names in this world here. Yes, the child of God. Don't raise some man up and up on a pedestal and praise him. But let's praise God, because there's no man. I don't care how the biggest pope there is in this world here. Anybody else like that is not due. Let's praise. But I want to tell you, God is due at all. He is our great high priest. He's the one who came down this world. Yes, he's the child of God. He's our high priest. He was made after all the Melchizedek there, and he came down in this world to pray a price for his people and redeem them back to God. And I thank God. Why should we not praise him as it should not in this world? Why should we not look up to him and praise him and pray God be merciful to a sinner, because he's a merciful God. Because we've been a just God, we've long been since been gone this world here, but since we say, Lord, be merciful to a sinner. And I want to tell you, he's the most merciful God. He's so merciful to us because we walk in sin here in this whole world here, and he forgives us for our sins because back there, and you know, when he said there, he hung there on the tree of the cross, he poured out his life blood there, he washed away all the sins of his people back in the sea of forgiveness. Oh no, don't misunderstand me. Yes, we're not free of sin in this world here, because we long we live this world here, we're going to sin, come short of the glory of God. I want to teach you, God, when sin in this world here, we're going to die and leave this world. But I want to tell you how we're going to be in a sinless world one day, if God will bless us to right there. If I want to carry you this morning, we're going to be carried there with some preacher. We're going to be carried there in a spaceship. When we can't fly there, I want to tell you, child God, if we are blessed, I get that glorified world there, we'll be carried along of his love there. I want to tell you, he's coming back down. As I said there, it all said, I believe in the resurrection. Yes, I do. Because of child God, yes, you know, over there, he called over, although that one there from the tomb. I want to tell you, the child of God, yes, he calls his people, and I want to tell you, he's coming back one day. Yes, he's going to destroy this whole world here. And I know the sun today, I see that God's going to come back. He's going to come back and bring his people with him and set up the kingdom up in this world here and reign for 1,000 years. It'll be a great tribulation. I want to tell you, I said they're just a few years behind. I believe God has already set up his kingdom here in the world. He's coming back one day to the dean to come back and get them they died for. And I believe he's coming back, because I said many times, he said he destroyed this whole world with fervent heat. If he destroys this world here, where is he going to have any part to come back to? He's going to call, but as I said, he's going to say one day it's enough. He's going to cry that time shall be no more. He's going to come in the clouds of glory and call his people out of this whole world here, and it'll be destroyed. This world will be destroyed, but we'll be carried if you want to him. But did you know there's going to be a great separation that day? There's going to be sheep to be on the right hand and goats on the left. Those on the right hand shall come and inherit the kingdom prepared for you before this world began. But you know, he's a vile body here. He might get it. All diseases that we get in this world here, we might lose an arm, a leg, we might lose something, but I want to tell you, this old body one day is going to be perfect. Indeed, we want his. It's going to be changed. Not exchanged, but changed. Like his glorified body. We shall see him face to face, and we shall be satisfied. And I know this world here, we're not satisfied very long. We have our different things that bothers us in this world. But I want to tell you, the hymn we sing sometimes, when my soul is singing that land, I'll be satisfied. Yes, we'll reach that promised land there. You know, it's just a promise to us right now. We just see it in our natural minds, just a promise. And I said it all said, man, oh Carl, man, just not comprehend what God has in store for him. But I want to tell you, one day it's going to become a reality, and then we'll understand it better by and by. The hymn that sings sometime, when my soul has seen that land, I'll be satisfied. Then we'll understand it in the by and by. And surely, in this world here, we'll never understand the will of God. We'll never understand why. Why would he? You know, they have that song that we have heard sung, why me, Lord? Why would he give a ransom for a wretched and undone sinner like me? Why? As I said, offset, because he loved you with that everlasting love, the love that never gives out. I said many times, we love our family, we love our wives, we love our loved ones in this world here. But you know, one day that love's going to give out. We're going to leave this old world, and that love won't be any good anymore. But I want to tell you, God's love never gives out. It always will be, always has been, always will be. And I thank God for this. We just cannot. We just love to, if we could, Lord, bless us to try to explain some of these things. But you know, as I said, as Paul said there, we're not coming to wisdom of men, we're coming to the Spirit of God. You know, we love to hear that old, old story that's ever new, that Christ died for you, redeemed you. One day you might live with him in that world above the stars. And I believe this morning, I believe heaven's up. I believe it's above, somewhere above the stars here. And as I tried to say a while ago, we'll be carried up there in the arms of his love, in the bosom of his love. He shall come in the clouds of glory and call his people and carry them home and live with him. This is what I believe in this morning. I hope that I've said something that would have been benefit to you. I hope I've said something that was made you rejoice in the Lord. And I hope I haven't said anything that caused any confusion or anything like this, because if I have said anything that you rejoiced in him, give God the honor and glory and praise. Don't glory me, but give God the one I'm trying to point you to this morning, the God of our salvation, the one that gives us life, the one that gives us life in this world here, the spiritual life, natural life, and also gives us a spiritual life. It's all gift to us. It's a gift of God. So the great gift that he gives us, the gift of natural life, is so wonderful. But the gift of the spiritual life is the most precious thing we ever know. We know we'll never, never die. I know with this old natural body here, it's going to go down. But there's a part in man that'll never die. That's, brother told me here a while back, he worked with someone, and the brother said he thought your soul went down in the grave. But I want to tell you, there's a part in you that'll never die. That part that God gives you, it'll never die. When this old body leaves, is this world here, your soul goes back to God there, basking in the sunshine of his love until he reunites the body and soul together. Then we shall all be together. We all should sing the same song. We all should be the same tune. You know, in this world here, many times we try to start a hymn, we get the wrong tune to it, or our voices break. But I want to tell you, up there, it'll be forever and ever, and it'll be the most beautiful singer you ever heard. It'll be all be in the same tune. It'll all be precious. We just cannot comprehend. I'd love to if I could explain it to you, but I just cannot. But God, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. That's what we'd like to say this morning. Praise God. For all blessings come from God. May God bless you. My prayer for Christ's sake.
About three verses of Amazing Grace.
Well, let me mention
that. Okay.
I want to give an invitation to each and every one to visit with us up at
chair at the Primitive Baptist Church on the fourth Sunday, whenever that Lord might give your mind strength. They have seen fit to have called me to serve them up there on the fourth Sunday. I've been serving them now for the last 6 months. I want to announce also that Healthy Plains Primitive Baptist Church down near Wilson, North Carolina, this next weekend, the 14th, 15th, and 16th, they hope to have a fellowship meeting, 3-day fellowship meeting. There'll be no one sent to come back and make a report. There'll be no business meetings in that. It'll just be a fellowship meeting. We'd all gather together and to fellowship our brethren in Christ. And through that, we hope to worship God in spirit and in truth. I was down there one day last year, and it was a wonderful place. And so they want to have it again this year, the third weekend in June, the 14th, 15th, and 16th, 3 days of it. Then I'll say this. Bunker Hill Primitive Baptist Church, it's served by Elder John Winfield. They're going to purpose to have a fifth Sunday meeting, the next fifth Sunday.
Go. I guess you want to open the doors of the church, but reception members normally do that here, I guess. And doors open to reception members, one or more than one here, like the home of this church. You come now anytime I'll be on the place. And you do good to come home and tell what great things the Lord has done for you when you may be glad. And we're going to sing a hymn. I don't know how you used to do here about shaking hands. My church, we used to stand down in front, preacher, and go around on how y'all do. So y'all do. We're just glad to be here. I want to invite you again. Come be with us anytime you can at Pine Ridge Church. Home church, not far, about 30 miles over 65. We'd love to have you anytime you can come. God bless you.
869, verse 3, last verse. Amazing grace.
say that we appreciate these ministers being with us. Elliot was invited. With that, have fun, Joyce. We hope we don't have to go and come at your own expense. And remember, we will have lunch and we invite you to stay and be with us.
Thank you, Brother Andrew.
Anything else? Good news. Let all hearts and minds satisfied with our Lord. Gracious Heavenly Father, come once again today. We want to thank you, Father, for the blessed blessing of the day. The beautiful sunshine, the spirit of my love, and to sit down and be able to be raised up and rejoice in thy love. Father, we ask you to bless this church here, O Father, bless the deacons, the pastor, all go up and pick up this body here, O Father. We ask you might be around the battle, bless us, be a blessing. Bless all of our sister churches, O Father, and all of us gathered here today, O Father. Bless together the great abundant love might walk forth in this world, hand in hand with each other, praising and knowing our righteous name. Bless, O Father, all the sick afflicted everywhere, and as I do to pray for those in the hospital, the rest home, or the old Father, be around about them. Because we know about the great position, O Father, give. Remember those lost loved ones that are around about them, God, to build our great comfort. Come now, Father, we come out and make a beginning, God. Be our shield and our comfort. Walk this world here to God. Come out and bless us, Father. Bless these home big families directly here today, O God. Bless us. Homebound, we buy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.